Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Welcome back, you guys. This is episode 60, and today we're going to talk about our favorite things about being a woman.
Yes.
She's hyper because she drank almost a whole can of Coke, so.
I'm just feeling so pumped right now. I actually want to share something. So I was singing, I was doing a Britney Spears impression right before we hit record, and it just really made me think about how she's pregnant.
Yes! Okay, I was thinking that when you were singing that, I was like, she is pregnant, and I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, good for her. I just think she's really funny on Instagram with her weird videos.
She is
funny. But yeah, I feel like I do a really good Britney Spears singing impression, and so I was doing that, and then I just thought, wow, she's pregnant. So just wanted to say congrats to her, I guess.
Yeah, she's probably like a couple months along at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll be honest, I don't follow her on Instagram.
She's got a baby.
That was good.
No, that was so bad.
No, that was good.
Yeah, no, I think she's, she's far enough along to announce it, but she doesn't really have that much of a baby bump yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, anyways, good for her. Good for her.
Yeah. Hey, did you also, you watched Sweet Magnolias, right?
Yeah, but I haven't watched the new season.
I've only watched two episodes of it. It did not click for me until after I finished the first season that the mistress, what's her name? I don't know.
I don't know. It's been like 3 years.
Is Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't actually know that Jamie Lynn Spears was actually relevant. Like, I thought she was just Britney Spears' sister. I didn't know she had a career of her
own. I think she tries to be relevant, but
anyway. I didn't know that. I'd have to go back and rewatch it. But that is a good show. I'm, like, looking her up right now.
Yeah, well, I was like, why didn't I IMDb the show? Like, because the whole time I was like, she looks so freaking familiar and I cannot put a name to the face.
Yeah.
And it's Jamie Lynn Spears. And so that's why when season 2 was airing, like, I kept seeing all this stuff. Like, people were not going to watch season 2 because of her.
Wait, this is her?
Yeah.
Oh, she just has different color hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it says viewers boycott after Jamie Lynn Spears controversy. Wow.
Exactly, because, like, she, you know.
Yeah, that whole thing.
So, yeah, just.
Crazy.
Yeah, weird.
Well, yeah, I didn't actually put that together. Now I kind of want to watch that show.
I know. I think I'm 4 episodes in the second season. I cannot get
through. Well, it ended on a really good cliffhanger, then they waited so long to pull the second season in.
Yeah, and I just cannot get, I, like, don't even remember what's going on.
Yeah, I'd have to rewatch the first season, and I just don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like rewatching the same 2 shows over and over again. I don't have time to rewatch.
What 2 shows are you rewatching right now?
Right now I've been watching a ton of Modern Family because it's a good background show. But I literally just go back and forth between rewatching Arrested Development and rewatching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. The 2 dumbest shows in the world. But they're so funny.
Yeah. I know it's hard. I hate starting new shows because in the past 6 months, I've probably started 4 new shows that I'm like a few episodes into, and I just cannot finish them.
Yeah, I just don't watch new shows. Mm-mm. I really don't. The only thing that I watch is, like, reality TV, Arrested Development, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I would watch The Office and Parks and Rec if they were on anywhere.
Right.
And then I will, you know, Netflix has been really pulling me in with those true crime things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Tinder Swindler, Bad Vegan, stuff like that. So
Inventing Anna,
yeah. So I'll watch that. But other than that, I don't really watch new shows.
Yeah, it's just hard. Like, I often have TV on just because I don't like being in my own thoughts. And so I always have something on. And lately I've been watching Married at First Sight. And, like, those seasons and episodes are so long that, like, I'll watch that for a long time. And then I'll just, like, start, like, rewatching something.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, take a break.
They're just such background shows. Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that, which is good. Because I'm kind of the same way. Sometimes I just, like, you know, if I've been working all day.
Right.
Then it's nice to just unwind and just literally have something on and just zone out.
Yeah, and it's hard, too, because, like, Jared and I like different types of shows. And so it's hard to find ones that we both want to watch.
Yeah.
And that we both have the attention span for, so.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
You only have Gigi, and he doesn't care what you watch.
No, he likes anything. Me saying, yeah, it reminded me of, what's her face? Julia Fox.
Yes!
Yeah.
I was Josh Stafford.
No, I'm thinking, yeah, I did it myself.
I did it myself.
Yeah.
I love that. It's honestly iconic. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go into the femicide now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sorry. So, you should be proud of me because today's feminist highlight I pulled straight from Econ 101.
Wow!
A class I'm taking this semester. My professor played a video.
That's girl boss.
It really is. I, like, was actually watching the video.
Yeah, good job.
And I texted it to you, remember, with no context, and you were like, what?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. So, today's feminist highlight is Eleanor Ostrom. She won the 2009 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences and was the first woman to win this. Wow. So, of course, I was like, did it, you know, like, typing.
You're like, wait, I need to take notes.
I need to take
notes. The one time I'm going to pay attention in college.
Literally. She was born in L.A. in 1933, and she studied political science at UCLA. She received her PhD in 1965. She taught at Indiana University Bloomington at the time she won the award. So, she's, like, most affiliated with them. She's most known for her research and work on, quote, demonstrating that ordinary people are capable of creating rules and institutions that allow for the sustainable and equitable management of shared resources. And that is straight from Indiana University's website. And this is something I added because I know what that means. It's the tragedy of the commons. So if you've ever studied economics, please give me a little woot woot for pulling that out.
Good job.
Thank you.
Sorry, I totally took your moment.
Oh, it's okay.
By laughing.
It's okay. I'm just proud because I, like, connected something.
Good job, honestly.
Yeah, she sadly died in 2012, but she really made such an impact on the world and, like, in the economics world in general. Mm-hmm. So, that's Eleanor Ostrom.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that you actually, like, were able to learn something useful in school. Just kidding.
Okay. I mean, I learn a lot of useful.
No.
We were just watching something today where mm-hmm. I was like, that is straight from my accounting class. Like,
yeah, no. I'm totally kidding. I know. I have a bad attitude. But, no, I think that is really fun. It's fun to learn about things like that that are actually interesting right. to you. Like, it's like, oh, you know, we have this whole podcast. This is such a passion for us. Mm-hmm. And when we learn something that connects to it, it's just, or for example, in my business classes, I get to connect the podcast all the time.
Yes.
And it's just so fun for me. It makes learning so much more fun. So
yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you, Eleanor, for all of the work that you have done in economic sciences. Let's get into it. All right, guys. Favorite things about being a woman. God is a woman.
You're in a singing mood.
Yeah.
Do your Ariana Grande impression.
I don't have an Ariana Grande.
That was mine.
Yeah. That was so forced.
Why are we so hyper? It's like kind of late right now, so I think we're just hyper.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like we're just being really annoying to people now.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so we each came up with our own list, and we're just going to go back and forth on the different things that we came up with. So my first thing that I love about being a woman is just the strength. I'm just absolutely obsessed with the strength of women when you think about bearing children, periods, just everything. But, you know, just like those are really good examples of like things that women do that men can't do because right. physically they can't.
Right.
And so I'm just obsessed with the strength of women.
Good one. I feel like I'm going to second a lot of yours. Like, yeah. I feel like we're both just going to feel the same way.
Yeah.
Something I love about being a woman is female anatomy and the female body. Like, I just think it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, like, take so much pride in my boobs and what makes me a woman, like, biologically, you know?
Yeah.
And I just love, like, seeing art depictions of, like, female anatomy, the female body. Like, I just think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Something that I love is, honestly, just, like, being girly. And by that, yep. I mean, like, dressing up, getting cute. I love putting makeup on. And I love just getting ready and mm-hmm. putting together a cute outfit and just going out. Even if it's just, like, literally to go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time I look like a bum. But I feel really good when I get ready, and I just love that.
Yeah, I second that. I put, like, clothes, makeup, and accessories. Like, it's just fun to, like, I love having, like, a girly style, even though I feel like I kind of dress, like, more neutrally.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just love, like, oh, let me try this with this, and here's all my rings that I just got, and mm-hmm. these cute sunglasses. Like, I love that.
Yeah, like, so many options.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I love that, too. And I just think there's something about, like, just getting ready, like, sitting in front of your mirror. I love sitting on the floor and getting ready. And,
with,
like,
a good playlist on.
Yep, having music going and just, like, having fun. Or I think about, like, before when we were getting ready for the Billy concert mm-hmm. and how we had, like, we moved Nat's big mirror into my room. I had my mirror and then my little desk mirror. And so literally there was just clothes everywhere. There was makeup everywhere. Just so much stuff just getting ready. And we're all just listening to Billy. We're all singing. We're all helping each other do our makeup. And it's just so fun.
It really is. It's such a good feeling.
It's such a good feeling.
Yeah, because, like, for me, like, when I feel, like, cute and put together, even if I'm not wearing makeup,
mm-hmm.
and even if, like, I kind of look frumpy, like, if I feel put together, mm-hmm. like, I love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's a different type of confidence, like, when you feel so good in an outfit that you're wearing,
yes.
or you feel so good about your hair that day.
Yes.
Or just, you feel good. And you're walking around, and you just feel good. And that's not a cocky way or anything. Mm. But I just love, like, getting out of the car, walking into a store, like, walking into Target or something. And just feeling like, I look really good today.
Yeah.
And just feeling so good about it. I love it.
Yeah, because then I'm like, oh, I'm the main character. And, like,
right.
I'm totally embracing that.
Right, and you're, like, walking with your head held high. And it's just, like, it's such a different vibe. And I am obsessed with it.
Yes. Another one is girl talk. Like, literally just having, like, a girl community
mm-hmm.
and girl talk.
Right.
I love it. Like, I'm sure when you and Sydney were driving to the Grand Canyon, like, it was just, and the whole trip, I'm guessing, was just, like, girl talk.
Yeah. No, it's just so fun because it is different mm-hmm. and it's fun to have that community where you can just have special bonds with other girls. I put on mine, like, I love the sisterhood feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And that's exactly what it is. Like,
yeah.
I love feeling like, you know how there's, like, that stereotype of, like, you know, girls in the bathroom? Like,
yes.
Any public restroom is, like, all the girls are going to bond together.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that when we went to the Billy concert. Like, there's so many girls, you know? And everyone's just, like, checking themselves in the mirror. And everyone's just, like, so excited. The energy's good. And everyone's,
like,
feeling
each other
good.
Up. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, taking selfies in the mirror. And everyone's like, oh, you look cute. I love your outfit. Like, it's just such a different spirit. Like, yeah, girls can be catty sometimes, but the sisterhood feeling a lot of times is, like, more overwhelming, and I just love it.
I do, too. I think that's why we love the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, we just feel like it's, like, conversations we would have on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
and it's just fun. Like, girl talk is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's just girl talk the entire time we sit down and record these episodes, and then,
yeah.
you know, with all of our listeners, and you know, when we get engagement on Instagram, and it's just, like, so fun because we feel like you guys are our friends. Like, it's
right.
just fun. We feel close to you guys.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Well, one that I put was just self-care in general, specifically hair care and skincare. I have, you know, obviously we have talked about Curology a lot. Please sponsor us, Curology.
Please.
but we both love Curology. We swear by it. And you still swear by it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't give up on it.
Okay, good. Yeah, like, we both really love it. And I never really had a skincare routine before other than literally just washing my face. But now, every night, I do not go to bed without, like, I have, since I started Curology, like, 3 months ago, I have not skipped a skincare day,
mm-mm.
skincare day, even when I was camping.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, you told me. Did you record when you washed your face?
No, I
should have.
I should have. But yeah, like, so I just love that feeling of, you know, removing my makeup, washing my face, doing my whole routine, doing my gua sha, you know, moisturizing, and just, it just sets me up for such a good night.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that feeling of taking care of myself, specifically my skin, but also my hair. Like, I love doing my hair, and
yeah.
I love when it's time for me to wash my hair. That it's yes. finally that day. It just feels great.
Yeah, it definitely is our feminine energy, because self-care and, like, our skincare, like, that really is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel like I'm very in tune with my feminine side
mm-hmm.
when I, like, do my self-care day. Like, when I do, like, my whole, like, shave and hair wash shower routine mm-hmm. and everything. Like, I actually really love that about being a girl.
Yeah.
Because I feel like girls just, like, prioritize it more
mm-hmm.
than men. And so I feel like it's, like, something kind of special.
Yeah. Yeah, I do really like it. That's a really good one.
Yeah. The ability to create life is a huge one for me. Like, that's something that I have always wanted mm-hmm. since I was little. And so I'm, like, really excited for the day when, like, I can, or, like, you know, when I'm ready to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just very cool. It's yeah. like an amazing spiritual divine thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is so special. I actually was having a conversation with mom today when we were driving back from the gym, and I said something, and then I was like, maybe that's an indication that I'm not ready to have kids. And mom literally looked at me and was like, yeah, probably.
What did you say?
I don't want to say it on here. And it wasn't like anything dangerous or anything. Like, it was just like kind of a common sense thing that I was like, do you do that with kids? And mom was like, no.
I want to know.
No, you guys, it wasn't that bad, but I just, like, don't want to. Basically, I learned that some babies have this condition where they have really dark leg hair.
What? I've never heard of that.
No, like, really, I discovered it, and I became like, really, like, fascinated by it. Like, I was like, hey, like, let me learn about this. Like, how common is it? Blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking,
you asked, like, if you could shave them.
No, I looked up, like, I was thinking, I was like, it's not really ethical to, like, wax a baby's legs.
Oh my god.
Or, like, shave. And it's not like I would actually do that. Like, if I was a mom, I would not do that. But I, like, looked up, like, what do you do about that? And it was like, you have to just let it, like, it'll go away. But, yeah, mom was like, maybe you're not ready to have kids. Like, of course I'm not ready, but she's like, yeah, maybe that is a good sign you're not ready to have kids.
Well, I mean, I've never heard of that, but I don't think you're alone in that.
You're like, I am not trying to shame you, but you're dumb.
No, because, like, you never actually would do it. I know that.
No, I wouldn't do that, because that's, like, actually child abuse.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that. I was just, like, thinking, like, what do you do about that?
Right.
You just let it sit.
But yeah, you just let it go.
Anyways, yeah, no, I was just thinking about that when you were talking about that. But, like, yeah, that's amazing that women are able to create children and, you know, literally go through that for 9 months and then be so strong.
Exactly.
Well, another one of mine is just feminine energy in general and being creative, and, you know, I'm obsessed with it, and I think, you know, everyone needs to nurture that feminine energy, and I just love it.
Yeah, something we talked about with Rainey, which I think is why we're both, like, feeling so in tune with our feminine energy, is being creative. Like, that's a huge aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important for all of us to have a creative outlet to nurture this aspect, which, like, the podcast is that for us.
Right.
So, yeah, I really love that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love that women live longer. Like, that's just a flex.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else really to say about it.
I love that.
Yeah, we just live longer. More of life to enjoy.
Here we go. I love that. Something that I love is getting my nails done.
Mm-hmm, you do love that.
I get my nails done every, like, 3 to 4 weeks. I get acrylics. You can actually kind of see it in the YouTube. I just got them redone, I think, 2 or 3 days ago. I got them, yeah, like, 3 days ago. So they're brand new, a brand new set of nails, and I got French tips.
Which, they look very classy.
Thank you. I have not gotten French tips in, like, 8 months.
No, but I actually love that you do that. Like, you get different styles and stuff. Like, when you have the yin-yang with the pink and the white,
mm-hmm.
that was so cute. Like, I've never seen that before.
Thank you.
I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, I actually get designs on my nails every time. And, you know, something, I'm just going to give a word of advice. I was really nervous to get designs because it's like, what if it doesn't turn out? And like, you know, and there's so many like TikToks and stuff about like, oh, they're ruining my nails, but I'm not going to say anything because I have so much anxiety.
Right.
But I really have learned to overcome that and just say like, you know what? Like, I don't like that. It's okay. You can just erase it. Like, you know, that is something that I have learned because it's so easy for them to erase a design. They literally just wipe it off with a cotton swab.
Which I never would have guessed.
Yeah. If as long as you're like getting acrylic and you're getting, as long as you're getting acrylic, if they haven't put it under the lamp yet, mm-hmm. then it's really easy for them to wipe it off.
Yeah.
And so for me, like there was like one time where they, like, it just didn't look like how I wanted it. And I was like, you know what? You can leave that part off the design. And he was like, oh, okay. He was like, yeah, I think it looks better this way too. And I was like, yeah, perfect.
Cause like, what are they going to do? You're a paying customer. If mm-hmm. they get rude, bye-bye to your tip, I guess. You know, it's right. like, or like most of your tip.
Right. But like, I've never had a bad experience with that.
Right.
And I've really had to learn to like advocate for myself when it comes to my nails because it is intimidating sometimes. Because mm-hmm. there's so much technical terms.
Yeah.
And everything about it. And so, yeah.
Did we ever talk about my first time getting acrylics with you?
No, I don't think you did.
And I kept looking back at you. Like, I probably looked so anxious. Like, I seriously was at, like, a steady high anxiety level.
Oh, gosh.
Because, no, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
Because I was so nervous. And I just kept saying yes to everything. And I ended up hating them. And then they grew on me. But I really like that you said that because it is very intimidating.
It is intimidating. And I think that that's okay. It really is okay. And it's taken me a long time of consistently getting my nails done to be, like, not anxious when I'm getting them done.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really enjoy it. I think I'm going to get a mani-pedi next time. I'm going to treat myself.
Take me with you, please.
Yeah, I will take you. Because I was watching them do a pedicure while I was getting my nails done, my manicure. And I was like, dang, that looks really nice. I want to get that done.
We should see when our cycles will align, when we'll be on our period.
Yeah.
And then we'll go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I just love getting my nails done. It's like self-care for me. Well, it is self-care. But I just love the feeling of like going and getting them done. I think it's so fun.
And they look really nice.
Thank
like
you.
You just look more put together.
Thank you.
Not to say like if you don't get your nails, I don't get my nails done. But like it just looks cute.
You always feel put together.
Yes.
And actually
I want that.
I was talking with my best friend, Sydney, about this. Because I wanted to get my lashes done. Like, I wanted to get extensions. And then I was like, okay, I can't spend money on nails and extensions.
Right,
so
too much.
Yeah, and I know that she's gotten both. So I asked her, I was like, if you had to choose, would you rather get, like, eyelash extensions or nails? And she was like, 100% I would rather get my nails done. Because she was like, your lashes, they do come out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, your nails last a lot longer. And she was like, no matter what, you always feel put together with your nails.
Right.
Because she was like, your lashes start to thin and everything. And she's like, it's fun for a little bit.
It's more upkeep.
But yeah, it is more upkeep. And she was like, no matter what, if you have your nails done, even if they're grown up, you always look so put together. And I totally agree. Like, it just makes me feel so good. And I get fun with my nails. I do lots
right.
of different designs and it's just fun.
So that's like a way for you to express like your fashion, your
yeah.
creative side.
Yeah. Creative. I love it. Yeah. I just recently had like, on two of my nails, I had, like, pink and white checkers.
Oh, that was
cute. That was my last set.
Yeah.
And then the other nails were just, like, regular.
You
pink.
Should start just, like, a casual Instagram nail account. Just be like, here's nail inspo. And just, like, post. Because, like, I would love to see them.
Oh,
or, like,
cute.
Post it on your story and make a highlight.
Yeah, maybe I should, actually. That'd
yeah, they're cute.
Thank you.
Post it on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one for me is prioritizing clean and zen spaces. Like, I feel like a lot of women really prioritize this,
mm-hmm.
especially like you and I. And so I just love that about being a woman.
Yeah. I love it too. I just love having that space that you just feel so good in.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have that sanctuary. And actually, so I had a dresser in my room, and since I work from home, I work in my room.
Right.
Because my desk is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very particular about my space because I spend a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my room is a sanctuary and it genuinely feels that way. And so I had like, I wasn't expecting to live with mom and dad for so long. So I just didn't get new furniture.
Right.
But this dresser that was in my room that I was using, it was just broken. And so this week I just broke down and was like, you know what? I'm going to get a shelf to put my crystals and to like put all my Zen stuff on. And I'm getting rid of that dresser and reorganizing my closet, whatever. So I did that. And now my room just feels so open. And so I have like the white shelf with all my crystals. I have a white rug, a white bed set. And it just, I have colorful accent pillows. Like, it just feels so nice.
Yeah, and I just your feel room like, does feel nice.
It just feels like such a sanctuary.
Yeah, I'm really jealous of that. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about, like, when you get married, you don't really have your own space. And, like, unless you're fortunate enough to have, like, more than, like, a studio or a one-bedroom. But, like, Jared and I have a one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we have Ozzy. And so, like, I don't have my own space, really.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult. Yeah. So I am, like, very much looking forward to, like, when I can literally have, like, my own space slash office.
Yeah.
Because it just does feel nice to, like, one, have a clean space
mm-hmm.
that is stress-free, and to, like, then build upon it and, like, make it your own.
Right.
So that's really important.
Yeah, it's so nice. And I love that I feel like as women we do really prioritize, like, a zen clean area.
Definitely.
All right. So I'm just going to list off the last few of mine.
Okay.
So I'm just obsessed with, like, the whole girl boss thing.
Yep.
You love girl boss. I just love girl boss. Actually, okay, I'll tell a story really quickly.
Yeah.
So recently our parents, they were getting their house appraised, right?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? So our mom, our mom was just doing a lot of work on the house. And basically, she had to, dad was gone in a meeting, and so she had to replace the drywall that's actually, like, right above us.
You're literally in the ceiling, right here.
Because there was, like, an issue with the pipes. So she literally was on a ladder. She's 5'2", on a ladder, holding up this heavy drywall with one hand, and then, like, drilling it into the ceiling with the other, and literally did it all by herself. She is such a girl boss. She does so much, like, on her own. Like, she's just the definition of, like, an independent woman.
Literally. She's, like, the ultimate girl boss. Like, I'm so impressed because, like, she was like, well, it doesn't, like, look that. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, you mm-hmm. did that.
Right.
All alone.
Yeah, all alone, all by herself. And so I just love stuff like that. Like, how women, honestly, are just so amazing. And we're mm-hmm. fortunate to have really good examples in our life. But, like, that is just, like, a girl boss moment. I just yes. love girl boss moments.
Girl boss, yes.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah. I love that. I also love photo shoots. Like,
love photo shoots.
You said, I think it was maybe earlier in another episode this month, but you talked about how me and my best friend just love, like, doing photo yeah. shoots. Yeah. It was when we were summarizing our Grand Canyon trip.
Yeah. How many photo shoots did you guys have?
We just took photos at everything.
Right.
And we got ready for everything.
Yeah.
But, like, every time we see each other, like, it's like, okay, so when are we doing our photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll get ready and go and do a photo shoot. And I just think it's
fun.
So fun. It's fun to just get ready and do that. And I don't think guys really do that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, like, in front of their car or something.
Yeah. Holding up a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, something I love about photo shoots is, like, you're bound to get at least one picture where you're like, I love myself in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just think it's fun, like, to feel good about yourself and to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
Yeah, I love it. That was all mine.
Yeah, well, we pulled some from a Cosmopolitan article. Cosmo. And they listed a few things that, like, obviously, like, they're generalizations, but I feel like they're still true.
Yeah, and, like, they're exaggerated, some of
yeah.
them, but, you know.
It's but, you know, fun. They have to get readers, so.
Yeah.
Women care more about the environment. We recycle more plastic bags than men.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that's true.
Yeah, no, it was, like, a study, and we'll link the article. They have a link to the study. Apparently, that's what the study says, that men recycle less plastic bags than women. Another one that they said was Michelle Obama is a woman. So it that's why it's so amazing to be a woman.
We have a much wider and more diverse range of shoe options. And a quote was, if my only two choices were Converse, flip-flops, and dress shoes, I would die of boredom.
Literally.
But honestly, that's, like, all I wear. I, like, rotate through the same few pairs.
Yeah.
But I still have, like, probably 30 pairs.
Yeah, total. It's, like, Birkenstocks, like, platform flip-flops, Chacos, like, for girls. So it's, like, even if it's, like, the same category of shoes, we have so many options.
Right. For sure.
So this was also a quote from the article. They said, we can enjoy wonderful things like interpretive dance and baby animals and Beyonce without judgment. And I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. Women are better drivers because insurance companies charge men more because statistically they get in more car wrecks when they're young, which makes women better drivers.
Yeah, I was actually talking about this with my friend who came to visit last weekend. And we were talking about that, how the stereotype is that women are bad drivers, but actually the insurance for young men is way higher because statistically they get in more car accidents and they're more reckless.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
It is. Do you remember when we all started driving and mom was like, I'm so glad you guys are girls because our insurance is cheaper.
Yeah, she's like, thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were just some fun ones from the Cosmopolitan article. We'll link it so you can read the other ones. It was just a fun list. It's very, very lighthearted.
Yeah, and something that I realized while we were talking is a lot of times we focus on, like, negative aspects of, like, being a woman. I'm mostly thinking about, like, periods and, like, labor pain and all this stuff and, like, bad hair days, whatever. But it's really important to focus on, like, what we love
right.
about ourselves and about being a woman.
Right. So, yeah, we really wanted to highlight that and just get some positive vibes going because it's awesome to be a woman.
Yep.
And
we're not biased at all.
No, we are not biased at all. Our podcast is not called Real Talk About Feminism. So yeah, we just wanted to share and hopefully you guys agree. And if you have any other favorite things about being a woman, then slide in and let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
We would also love it if you would rate and review this podcast. You can rate and review. Well, you can rate on Spotify, rate and review on Apple.
Yeah.
And then anywhere else you listen.
Yep. So go ahead and share, rate, and review if you enjoyed this episode. And then, as always, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.